Queens Under Pressure, a Triple M Jane Day for breakfast, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays. Coming up after 6 this morning, we'll catch up with Nitto from Oz Cyclone Chasers. Actually, in fact, I'm going to introduce him to our Mexican talking cactus plant.
Okay.
Would you like that cactus?
Si, senor.
He predicts the weather, and that's what Nitto will be doing today, is talking weather.
I'm better.
I don't think you're better. He actually gets paid to do this. So he'll be on the air with us after 6 this morning. So you have to behave yourself.
Sí, señor.
Thank you. All right, being a Monday morning, this is the worst segment ever. Dave, did you know?
Listen to this. But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
All right, dazzle us with your did you know. Did you have one locally for Mackay Whitsundays?
I do, actually. What does the Serengeti Desert, the Serengeti and Mackay have in common?
The Serengeti Desert and Mackay have in common.
Yeah, well, it's a national park, Serengeti National Park in Tanzania.
I have no idea.
Harold Finch Hatton.
Yeah.
His brother.
The founder of Finch Hatton here in Mackay,
His brother was good mates with the Prince of Wales, and then became King Edward VIII. The two of those set up the Serengeti National Park in Tanzania. There you go.
I didn't know that.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
You've redeemed yourself.
I can teach you.
Well, thank you very much.
We're off to a flying start this morning. Please continue the dazzling.
Sloths.
The best animals in the history of mankind. So relatable to us as human beings.
Well, maybe, especially after you hear this fact about them. More than half of the sloth deaths in the world occur on their once-a-week trip to poo.
So they only poo once a week?
Once a week, and they run the risk of, you know, kicking the bucket.
I find the fact that they only poo once a week is the fact. Not about that they could die on the way to take a poo.
Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's We're
cool.
talking
I can teach you.
About those big sloth things that, like, crawl on the ground, the massive arms, and they've
That's
got those
right.
claws.
Yeah, right. And they take forever to get anywhere. They're about as slow as a snail.
I don't know. They met Dave Peters from Triple M, honestly.
Here's a good one for you. This one is something you need to do, okay? So just take off the first two, three buttons of your shirt, okay?
Well, I don't think Facebook is ready for this. But
No. We've got to see your nipple for this one, okay?
There you go.
All right. What I want you to do is slap it. No, your nipple, not the top of it.
Yeah.
No, hard. All right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Is your nipple hard?
No.
Well, it must be someone else that needs to do it then.
Listen to this.
No.
I didn't know that.
That's cool. No.
Apparently, if you slap a nipple, it'll get...
One?
Maybe I need to do it.
You're that touching my nipple.
That doesn't sound right, does it?
No, it's still hard. Soft. It's not hard.
If you slap a nipple, it will get hard within 7 seconds and works on males and females. So, maybe...
I want to know what's in your Google search.
Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
I've got plenty more if you want them.
Just give me one more.
Okay, you know the snow that was in The Wizard of Oz falling on Dorothy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was asbestos. Could you imagine that? Somewhere on...
Listen to this. But did you know?
Okay,
right.
That's enough.
I didn't know that.
You lost me at the nipple.
Did you?
Give it a try. Go up to your husband, ladies. Go up to your husband, just slap him in the nipple, and then wait 7 seconds.
Fellas, don't do your ladies. Talk to your ladies, though. You'll end up in the doghouse for the rest of the week. If you've got a did you know for us, Dave might need your help in creating some. Go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay Whitsundays. It's 12 to 6 here. Mackay and the Whitsundays, Triple M.